So the two unions, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa and the South African Cabin Crew Association and the airline, finally coming to an agreement this afternoon. We don't have all the details yet of what is in the final deal. Let's go live to our EWN reporter, Kgomotso Modise, who's on the line to us right now watching this story. Kgomotso, I suppose good news, a huge relief that the strike is over. Do we know the details?
We have heard the details now, Joanne. Both union representatives have addressed the members that have been camping outside here for 8 days, Joanne. They've spoken about, you know, that's the main one, the 8% that they've been asking for, which has been granted, albeit, you know, important. But there is a commitment that the first portion, which was about a 5.9%, has been granted and will also be back paid from April this year, which is the major one. And then to make it 8%, the 2.1% has also been granted. But that is granted conditionally, Joanne. So what's happened is that unions have negotiated that a task team be set up. And that task team's work is to look for corruption and look into any contracts that really that they consider to be, you know, unnecessary, and options of enforcing or even cancelling those contracts will be explored in order to save the airline money, and that money should go towards the salaries of employees. So those are the main conditions or the main parts of the deal that they've signed. Another big one, Joanne, that had many of the workers here chanting and really excited was the fact that workers who earn less than 600,000 rand per annum will get 20,000 rand in rebates for their schooling, for their children's schooling, and 60,000 rand if their children are in university. That is per annum. That was a big one, Joanne, that many of the employees had been hoping for throughout the week. So, it's very trivial here. And even while the clouds are closing in and it's becoming darker because of the rain, workers are still singing and dancing outside Airways Park.
Right. I see the mediation is also going to continue at this point, but because there are other unresolved issues, Kgomotso, and we know they raised those in recent days, issues of governance as well as working conditions.
Yes, that's right. So we understand that the task team that's been set up is going to address those, but the CCMA has not completely withdrawn. They're actually going to facilitate the process or facilitate the work of the task team. And those issues around working environment, issues around enforcing, all those will be addressed in this task team. They've also said that they're going to be facilitating, you know, disputes even after this negotiation. So if any workers have real challenges and disputes and they can't go to the unions, they can approach the CCMA with those concerns. However, many of the workers that I hear, at least in Johannesburg, because I understand that this was a nationwide strike, all the workers in Johannesburg really seem pleased with this deal, and they're ready to go back to work, some even from this evening.
Okay, so that's interesting indeed. I'm just concerned about some of the reports we started to get in yesterday afternoon to the effect that some of the workers could not be paid or could not be paid in full. Has there anything been said about their payment for this month, Kgomotso?
The workers are going to be paid this month. It won't be on time, but they are going to be paid. And that's one of the things that the unions really were proud of being able to secure. There were challenges, as you rightfully quote, that there was, you know, a report that people may not be paid at all, Joanne. Now it has been confirmed that workers will be paid, well, at least from the union. It might not be on the 27th as per usual, but they are going to be paid their entire salaries for November. It is, though, you know, important for us to keep in mind that this 8 days that they've been on strike for is unpaid leave. So it's going to be counted as unpaid leave. And that really is cause for concern. Some workers are actually going to have it as 10 days, Joanne, because, you know, they don't work on weekends. So tomorrow and Sunday is going to count. So those are some of the challenges. But they really feel that they, you know, there's many of the workers here are very proud that they were able to take part in this. And they say, you know, that payment of not being paid for some of this year, of this month, really is nothing compared to this 8% that they've been able to secure through their union.
Right. So do we have any finality on when exactly SAA will begin to run as normal?
So operations should resume at least in the technical side from this evening. There's people that have shifts at 4 and shifts from 6. So it was very clear from SACA and from union leaders within SAA that people should go back to work if they can. If they cannot, from tomorrow, everything should start operating as per usual. So staff should resume their operations from tomorrow. Earlier on, Joanne, we got a report that some workers inside the airport had been had moved from their counters, and checking was being disrupted as well as the ticket counters. However, I would imagine that now, as this agreement has been signed, all that should start getting back to normal.
Khumutso Mandisa, thank you so much for bringing us an update on that breaking story. Our EWN reporter confirming there the details of this new deal that has been reached between SAA and the unions NUMSA and SACA. The strike is officially over.